DW. The humanitarian situation in Yemen is catastrophic. Since a coalition of mainly Arab nations led by Saudi Arabia launched an airstrikes campaign against Houthi rebels in the country back in March 2015, at least 6,400 people have been killed, many of them civilians. Millions more have been displaced or are suffering from shortages of water, food or medical supplies. Yemen's warring parties have been taking part in United Nations-backed peace talks, and a truce which came into force in April has dampened the fighting, but it hasn't completely stopped the violence. Against this backdrop, it's hard to imagine how everyday people in Yemen are able to go about their lives. One person who is living this reality is Thana Farouk, a 26-year-old street photographer and visual storyteller who lives in the disputed capital Sana'a. She was born and raised in Yemen. She studied in Canada in the US city of Boston, where she discovered her passion for street photography. She moved back to the country in 2013 and sees it as her duty to document the ordinary lives of Yemeni people. And when you look through her photos on Instagram or Twitter or her blog called Everyday Yemen, they are very different from the images you all too often see from the country. You won't find bombed out streets or masked men wielding weapons here. Her photos, in contrast, are very bright, showing people getting haircuts, selling traditional bread or playing games on the streets. I caught up with Thana earlier this month at the Global Media Forum here in Bonn and began by asking her to explain what she's trying to achieve with her photos.
The thing is, think about it. When you meet somebody from Yemen in the street, in Germany or in the US or anywhere else, what do you think of Yemen? Like, you think about the killings, the people who fight each other all the time. You hear about the war, you hear about terrorism. But Yemen is beyond that. Yemen is more. It has great culture, it has great history, kind people. And people need to know about that, because if we're talking about mutual understanding and creating an international understanding in the world, but how are we going to create that if there is no positive media nowadays? And I felt I don't want to document, you know, the ugly stuff. I want to document not necessarily the happy moments, but the reality. And reality has the bad and good. So I wanted to document also, I want to show the good side of Yemen. So I wanted, like, me, even during the war, I didn't want to document the war, like the ugly things. I wanted to document people's resilience and their ways to cope with the situation. It's a very important for the audience here or anywhere else to know about that. So that was very important for me, to show the details that you don't necessarily get to know unless you come to Yemen. But since you are not in Yemen, I want you. I want to be your window. When you go to my website or my blog, Everyday Yemen, I want that to be as a window. This is Yemen. This is that. I just want to put things in, give you more perspective and let people think about Yemen and be an ambassador for my country whenever I go. I'm not saying it's easy, because, like, being a woman, a street photographer in Yemen has never been easy. But
yeah. Tell me a bit about that. Yeah. You discovered this in Boston, yeah. A very different environment. Yeah, how do you go about that? Yeah.
Well, the first time, you have no idea. I had this fear and it was literally shivering the first few days. I can't do it. People look at me. But I realized, I mean, whenever I'm with my camera, I am on a mission. I'm not just there taking photos. I'm there to document reality. And I felt empowered with it. And day by day, I felt I'm not afraid anymore, because who says we can do art? Who says we can do photography? I want to prove that as a woman, as a young woman in Yemen, I can do art, I can be a street photographer, and I can be an example for many girls like me who want to pursue it as a professional career. And that's why I wanted to try to do it.
How freely then, though, are you able to move about and take your photos?
Yeah. It was much easier before the war in Yemen. It was like, you know, I did not have to fear the airstrikes, for example. But now it becomes way harder, because I want to document reality. I don't want to be hidden in my room. You know, as a human being, I was afraid to lose my life. So, and that really, like, I felt very depressed the first few weeks. I can't go out. I'm locked in my room. We can't even, sometimes, like, even going to supermarket becomes very difficult. And I felt this is not the life I wanted. You know, it was really hard. But then this is where actually I started Everyday Yemen. I felt I want to be free, and if that would take in me going to the streets even during the war, I will do it. So I started this blog, Everyday Yemen, to show the everyday life during the war. That, yes, we have this war, we have this violence going on, but we're determined to keep going.
You've also shared some insights into that from your own life. For example, I saw a picture you posted of a novel and a box of chocolates, which you described as the best weapon against war planes.
Yes, yes. For me, it's more about the little details in life. So for me, it's about the Nutella. It's about watching a good series. It's about watching Game of Thrones, you know? So as long as I enjoy these things while they last for me, then I'm going to keep enjoying them. I love chocolate. Then for me, it's a happiness, you know? Like, when you're depressed, when you have no option, you're almost losing hope, you start to look to the things around you. And just me sitting, drinking my green tea and chocolate, that's a happiness in itself. Because I feel I'm still alive, I'm still here, I'm still exist. So it matters to me a lot.
How do the people respond to you approaching them on the street? And has that changed over the years?
I love that. First of all, I mean, you get these funny comments. What are you doing in the street? Are you married? Where's your husband? How? And all these funny jokes and comments around. But then I felt, that's the thing I noticed about people in Yemen. They are not used to be photographed. You know, they are not used like to have a woman in the street taking their photos. So it's a new thing for them, and I understand that. But actually, the more I do it, the more I feel like people are accepting. I mean, you could approach them, they will be intimidated in the beginning, but then they will start to respond with you. And then, like, once they get comfortable with you, they'll tell you everything about them. And you also will be more comfortable taking their pictures. So for me, it's about breaking barriers. I'm not, like, I don't want to be stuck not doing it. I want to try. I think people have been enjoying the photos, and they got to see that Yemen is not, even the local people, Yemen is not just about violence. It's about, you know, hope. And people need, like, the Yemeni people needs hope more than anything else now. So I'm glad that I was able to deliver this hope for them.
And is that also a perspective that you can bring, having grown up there? You studied overseas, right?
Yeah.
But you were born in, where were you?
I was born in Yemen. I was born and raised in Yemen. And then when I was 16, I went to Canada, where I studied the International Baccalaureate, you know, IB, which is equivalent to grade 11, 12. And then I got another scholarship to study bachelor degree. Yes. And then I came back. I decided to come back in Yemen in 2013.
Yeah, well, why did you decide to come back? What brought you back?
Okay. So I thought about it. In Boston, I could attend lots of photography classes. I could attend a lot of exhibitions. And to be honest, there are a lot of opportunities for me to grow as an artist. But there are so many, like, Boston doesn't need me, you know. America doesn't need me as a photographer. I'd rather be at home and really make a difference there. I was lucky to give in these scholarships because they thought, you know, I would do something with them later on. So I decided to go back because it's worth it to go back. It's worth it to take pictures. It's worth telling stories. So I never regret it personally.
So you're based in Sana'a, but you've traveled also on assignment to rural areas recently. Can you give me an example of what stood out to you about the different challenges that they're facing in other parts of the country?
I live in the capital, but like I work with different NGOs in Yemen, including CARE International, Oxfam, British Council, and some magazines. And part of what we do is we cover the humanitarian situations. For example, the situation of IDPs around the country. And it was my first time actually traveling around Yemen and covering IDPs camps. And it was, never thought I'm going to be so emotional about it. I thought, you know, losing lives and having to move out of your comfort zone and leave your house behind is never an easy thing. It was really hard for me actually to see, like, you know, children who lost their family or women speaking to me saying, well, we used to have beautiful homes. I mean, they were not, you know, luxury or fancy houses, but it's our houses. We want to go back. That was really hard to hear. And I felt more determined, actually, to tell their stories and dig deep into their lives. And, you know, I hate to say that, but Yemen is completely dropped off the international agenda. And it's almost unforgotten. But people, I wanted to raise awareness and educate the world that there is something going on in Yemen. And your support is needed, you know, feeling at least, you know, thinking about the people there, trying to search about them. That's important as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean for you to, you know, that international people do see your work and do appreciate it, all sides of what's going on in Yemen? Because you're right, I mean, it doesn't get the coverage here that, you know, the scale of the tragedy deserves.
Yes, you're right, and it's a very sad thing, but it's also part of education. Not so many, there are a lot of activists, but the tools are limited. We have the social media exist, but when it comes to the basic necessities like electricity, we have not had electricity for a year now since the war started. You're talking about reporting, but what if you don't have the means to report? I mean, you don't have electricity, you don't have internet. So people, we exist, but we sometimes cannot, you know, carry and transfer this message to people. So for me, it's very important to carry this message. It's very important for people in around the world. I believe in humanity, and I believe, and I still have faith in humanity. And that's why I feel the message needs to be carried around and educate the world about it.
Thana Farouk, street photographer and visual storyteller in Yemen. Thank you so much for speaking with me on DW's WorldLink.
Thank you so much. It was my great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
This report was brought to you by DW.